trying to get home in one piece, so I'm going to make this short and sweet. It is the Daily Podcast. Dave here, about to commute home and dodge the snow bombs as I go. So here's what's in store for you. $10 deals, keyboard cat, rest in peace, life hacks, and breakfast with the Beatles. It's just that simple. Stay safe, everybody, and enjoy the Daily Podcast.
We got a killer storm on its way. Freezing rain this morning. At about 8 o'clock this morning, we should start to see a full-blow snow. We'll have some snow showers in between, with temperatures getting up to about, I hate when they do this, where we come in the morning and the high is and it's 36 degrees, and they're telling us the high is going to be 33. You know, but that is what is expected to be the level out temperature. We're expecting 6 to 10 inches of snow before 7 o'clock tonight, and then more after that. Snow shouldn't stop till about 11 o'clock this evening. So if you don't have to be out of the house, don't stay home today. Just stay home today and wait for your power to go out. 36 degrees outside right now. Did you get that generator yesterday?
I sure did.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure right. did.
Did you fill it up? Is it ready to go?
I just got to put gas in it. The oil's in it. I got gas ready to go.
Okay.
And this will be the time that we don't lose power.
Of course.
I've lost it the last two.
That's fine.
And I won't lose it. But it'll eventually used.
It'll eventually get used.
I also
It's a good investment.
Yeah, I also bought a brand new propane tank in case I want to grill tonight.
Okay.
Why not?
All right. Did you get a tank, or did you get a tank with gas in it?
I got a tank with gas in it.
Okay.
To replace my empty tank that's been sitting on my grill for the last year and a half.
Okay. Speaking of wise investments, all right, check this guy out. His name is Justin Whiting. He's a collector of all things Wild West. And while he was on eBay, he saw a photograph of the notorious Jesse James, right? Mm-hmm. And it was for sale for $10, all right? So he bought it.
Okay.
Of course, the story doesn't end there.
I'm going to hate this.
Yes, you are, indeed.
What did I miss? What did I miss on eBay?
You missed that. It turns out that the real deal, what a real deal it was, it could be worth over $2 million.
$2
million.
It was a legit photo?
It was a legit photo. Incredibly rare. It's a young Jesse James.
Who put that up on eBay?
Somebody who didn't know that it was incredibly rare and a young Jesse James.
Wow.
Right? But $2 million is what it's worth, and he paid $10 for it. But if you want to put that $10 to really good use, all right, you might want to take a part in this, because it's probably $10 that's blowing a hole in your pocket. All right, we probably recommend to you Fieri's Follicles.
What's that?
What?
Fieri's Follicles.
Like Guy Fieri?
Like Guy Fieri. With your purchase, you get a certificate from the Fieri Follicle Federation, a welcome letter, and two tickets to Flavortown.
Yeah.
Okay.
What the hell?
Yes. Fieri's Follicles makes no legal claim. What they're trying to do is name every hair on his head and on his goatee.
Is this like the star registry?
Yeah, this is like the star registry.
I named a follicle on Fieri after
you. This is like Rocky Maisel, or whatever his name
exactly.
is, right? Fieri's Follicles makes no legal claim to officially assigning names to hairs on Guy Fieri's head or goatee.
I put you on his widow's peak.
Right. Only Guy Fieri has the authority to assign names to his hairs. And it would be totally weird if he started doing that. So if you want to just invest $10, you could have a hair on Guy Fieri's head. And, of course, two tickets to Flavortown, of course.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Cindy Graham is on the phone once again with your silly equipment not working. Would you just have a brisk iced tea? What was that?
No, I'm just so tired. Not only that, but yesterday, after all this stuff with the equipment, and I said to my husband, I noticed when I was looking at the wiring that there's a lot of dust behind my bed, and I said to my husband, will you move the bed? He broke our bed.
Oh, God.
And not in the good way.
Yeah, right?
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, I have other sad news for you today.
Oh, no.
Yes, there's been a death, right?
Oh.
Bento has died. Do you know who Bento is?
No. Wait, is it a cat?
Yes, Bento is a cat. Not any cat. Bento is the original YouTube cat. You know, the one that played the piano?
No!
Remember this cat?
Listen to those chops.
Yeah, right? Yes. Bento is gone, and I'm sorry I had to break that news to you, right? But
that's so sad. sad.
Yeah, I know. It's very, very sad.
I'm broken up about it.
How old was this cat? I feel like this came out when I was in high school.
Well, yeah, that was the thing. That seems a really old cat. And, you know, and the original cat, Video Cat. Uh-huh. After him, everybody who had a cat had to put it up online.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, well, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're saying.
MGK.
The last time, or maybe it was the time before it snowed, I remember my windshield getting all iced up, mm-hmm. and a listener suggesting to me to have a spray bottle with vinegar and water in it, right? Ooh. And spraying it on your windshield, and it helps defrost it in no time. And I did it this morning, and it works.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it works great.
Cool. A little life hack there.
Yeah. My car smells like a salad, right? but my windshield is clear. Well, that's what I was thinking about, life hacks. Do you have any life hacks?
I have a few that
are not the norm, and maybe we could bestow this on people. Maybe we'll have a whole bunch of people call in with their own life hacks.
Yeah. But I just did one the other day, actually, because back when it was nice out,
right,
for the 2 seconds that it was, I went out and smoked a cigar,
right,
and I had to hit my humidor with some distilled water. And one of the tricks to having that is using kitty litter, actually, to trap the distilled water.
Right. What?
Cindy should like this. Yeah. Kitty litter. You get the crystallized kitty litter.
Not the gray clay one.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. No, you don't want the sand in there, whatever it is. Right. Just hit it with distilled water, and it perfectly traps the water for weeks. You just have to hit it maybe once or twice a month, and it's perfect. Keeps your cigars at a perfect 70 degrees.
Wow. Cindy, do you have a life hack?
I actually do. If you get a toilet paper roll after you use the toilet paper, split it down lengthwise, you can then use that to slip on top of gift wrap rolls to keep the rolls from unrolling.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
It's like a little collar that you're putting around the... that's very cool.
Yeah.
This way, all of that Christmas wrap that I only use once a year...
Yeah, right.
can stop unrolling all over the closet that it's in.
Right.
All right. You got one?
Yeah. We don't drink white wine in my house. We use it as cleaner.
Okay.
We only drink red wine, and when myself or my wife spill it, I grab the bottle of white wine, and I pour it on the red. I mop up the red wine stain, and then I pour the white wine on it. Let it sit for a couple minutes, and I rub it out.
I can't believe that works.
The red wine.
I'm going to spill some red wine on purpose.
It comes right up.
Are you rubbing it out while you're waiting for the stain to go away?
It depends on how big the stain is.
I see.
Depends on how much time I need.
Tell me more, Ms. Lewinsky.
Jesus.
Dave, I'm going to send you a picture. We'll post the picture.
I don't want a picture of you rubbing it out.
I promise it works. Yes. You can use either hand, left or right. Doesn't matter.
If you have a life hack of your own, give us a call.
Sometimes two hands, Dave.
215-263-WMGK. You want to hear mine?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Mine is, you know what? One of the things that I hate the most in the world? Blister packs. I detest blister packs. You know those things that they're sealed in that plastic. Yep. You know how you get them open? The easiest way to get them open,
because
if you try to do it with scissors, you never have scissors unless you have like, you know, pinking shears for something like sheet metal, right? You know, but you use a can opener, a hand crank can opener. Mm. Right, and you just put it on the edge of the plastic and run it around the edge, and the thing cracks right open.
Genius.
Yes, right, you won't cut yourself open.
So what is your life hack? Give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. I want to get back to the life hacks before we get into Breakfast with the Beatles this morning.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you have your... Didn't you say you had one with frozen grapes also?
Oh, yeah.
What's with you doing? All of your life hacks involve wine.
Dude. Well, mine involves drinking white wine, which
Steve's
does not.
We're living our best lives. That's all. We're living our best
true.
Lives.
All right.
But frozen grapes, aside from being a delicious snack, can also double as ice for your white wine, and then it won't water it down. In fact, it'll add a little grapey zest to it.
Grapey zest.
Yes, which everybody wants.
All right. Well, if you've got a life hack, call us here in the studio. We'd love to hear about it. 215-263-WMGK. But right now, we are serving breakfast. It's being brought to you by Kitchen Saver. There's a smarter way to remodel your kitchen. And for the best offers, go to kitchensaver.com/radio. And this morning on the radio... Ladies and gentlemen, Sir Ringo.
Oh, really?
Ringo Starr became Sir Richard Starkey yesterday. All right, he joins the ranks of Paul McCartney, Mick Jagger, Elton John, Rod Stewart, Van Morrison, Ray Davies, Of course, George Martin and Cliff Richard, all are sirs, right? He was asked by the press, right? He shows up. He was with Barbara Bach, his wife of 36 years.
Bond girl, right, nice. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yes, indeed. And they asked him, will he want to be addressed as sir? And he said, I don't know yet. It's new, and I don't know how to use it properly, but said to the press, but you guys could use it.
Oh, nice.
So he wants the press to refer to him. And he would be actually Sir Richard. He wouldn't be
no.
Sir Ringo.
No, sorry. Sir Ringo sounds like a Mr. Rogers puppet.
Yeah. I have a little audio of what he had to say in regards to how he feels about being a sir now.
Well, it means a lot, actually. It means recognition for things we've done musically and in life. So I was really pleased to accept this award.
All right, well, let's get some Ringo Beatles on the air. The last time, the last nor'easter, I remember talking about it on the air. I went outside, and my windshield, every window was just frozen solid, right? And the defrosters weren't doing anything. You know, window washer stuff, that wasn't doing anything. And someone texted me and said, you should mix vinegar with water, put it in a spray bottle, and then before you scrape the windshield, right, spray it, right, and put it on it. And I did it this morning. It worked perfect. It was a great life hack, right? Okay, my car smells like a salad, right? But it's a perfect, you know, life hack. So I asked everybody here, now your life hack is, what was it?
I use white wine to clean up red wine spills in my house because we don't drink white wine. We only drink red wine. So if I spill red wine, or Kristen, my wife, spills red wine, we pour the white wine on it. You kind of rub it out on the couch.
Rub it out.
Really?
Right, rub it out on the couch.
Rub
it out on the couch.
Well, yeah,
that's a life hack I don't want.
Sometimes you want to do it on the couch.
That made it better.
Sometimes you spill on the rug in the living room, and you got to rub it out on the rug.
There's kids listening,
now.
Steve.
We just stop now.
School's closed.
White wine takes out red wine stains. Yes. All right, just go there. Yeah. All right. And you got a wine one also.
Yeah, it's super manly. You take a frozen grape and put it in your wine, and it doubles as ice, but it doesn't water down the wine.
Oh, that's great. That is great. And mine is when you're dealing with blister packs, right, use a hand crank can opener,
mm-hmm.
right, and just go around the edges with that.
Sounds fun.
It just snaps it right open. So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. We've got people lined up who want to tell us about their life hacks. So let's start off here with Paul. Good morning, Paul. How's it going?
Just fine. How you doing?
Well, making it through. We got here. All right. So, Paul, what's your life hack? What have you come up with?
Well, you were talking about keeping your windshield clear. What I do is I have the old shower curtain liner. Instead of tossing it out, I fold it in half lengthwise, open the two front doors, drape it across the windshield.
I see where you're going. That's great. I love the idea of sticking it in the doors
right. So
that it doesn't blow away.
And you just peel it off and it... You know, all the snow comes right off with it.
Yeah, cool. Thank you. Let's go over to John. John, what do you got for us? What's your life hack?
Well, I'll tell you, the white vinegar is a great thing to use when your clothes sit in the washer too long and get a little musty. Rewash them with a little cap full of white vinegar. Takes the must right out of your clothes. That you can use that for everything.
Okay, really? All right. Or you could just keep on top of your laundry and throw it in the dryer.
That's way too hard, John.
I wish I could.
I'm with this John, not you, John DiBella. I'm with John Caller.
Have a good morning.
All right, you too.
Okay, Will, so what's your life hack?
Well, if you have an old piece of junk car like mine and you have those foggy headlights, you don't need to go out and buy one of those headlight cleaning kits. You just go under the medicine cabinet and grab your toothpaste and clean them right up.
So when the plastic over the headlights, you just put, toothpaste on a rag and you just clean them up?
Just a rag and a little bit of toothpaste, it cleans it right up. Just got to wipe it in really, really good and then wipe it off like it's car wax. Picks it right off.
That is great.
I feel like toothpaste is like Coke. There's a million things you can do with it.
A million things you can do with it.
Is there a specific type of toothpaste you need? Does it need to be like baking soda? Good talk. See you out there. Thanks.
Have a good morning. Hey, Gareth.
Hey, how we doing?
Well, I don't know. I know how I'm doing. I have no idea how we're doing. How are you doing? So I have an idea.
Good. I'm at work, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, you managed to get there. Now, hopefully, you'll also manage to get home. So what's your life hack?
Tea bags.
Now, wait a second. We already dealt with Steve. and him rubbing one out on a sofa, right, with white wine.
All about being comfortable, guys.
And now tea bags. That's where are you going with this?
Tea is actually a coagulant. I'm a diesel mechanic, so I'm always busting knuckles.
Okay.
If you wet a tea bag and put it on the cut, it stops the bleeding.
Whoa!
Yeah.
How quickly or how long do you have to hold it or rub it on there for?
You hold it on there for a minute or two.
Six days.
You see how Steve immediately goes back to the rubbing it?
Yep.
Is there any kind of tea that works better than another?
I'm a black tea person, so that's what I use. I don't know about green tea.
Chamomile may not hold its own.
With me and the way I get nosebleeds, can you imagine now I can just walk around with tea bag stuff up my nose?
Perfect.
The tea bag on your nose.
I've always wanted to have one of them on your nose.
Fuck that.
Have a great morning.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.